From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave, 3325 kHz, and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, now this is for us. Now we are entering the program of Internet on Indonesia today. Yes, as you hear, listener, also our viewers, as we have already broadcast started from 12, now we are entering the program of Internet on Indonesia today. We hope that you are still listening to and watching us, and we believe that in this case, with your loyalty, you are able to fully watch and listen to us. Well, lots of information, including our social culture and even our updated information that we have already said that would like to share you, and even with our Indonesian songs, we'll also try to entertain you for today's edition with me on Faisal. Especially for Internet, we are entering and also unifying for 1 hour ahead, starting from 3 o'clock up to 5 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, here, as the information that we have already said here, Japan eyes investment in Prabowo's 3 million homes plan. What does it mean, Faisal? Yes, Deputy Housing Minister Fahri Hamzah recently said that Japan had shown interest in investing in President Prabowo Subianto's plan to build 3 million affordable homes annually. Fahri's statement put Japan on the list of potential foreign investors joining China, Qatar, and also the United Arab Emirates, UAE, interested in building homes targeted at Indonesia's low-income families. According to Fahri, the low interest rate that this program offered was what had caught the Japanese investors' attention. And he also said, at present, the program has already secured Qatar investment. And just last week, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Al Thani of Qatar's Kila International Group signed a deal to invest in 1 million homes in Indonesia under a government-to-government partnership scheme. And the Qatari investment will mainly go into building vertical housing units. And in this case, Fahri Hamzah also claimed that Qatar was actually interested in investing in up to 6 million homes. Fahri also pointed out that the United Arab Emirates had previously promised to help Indonesia construct 1 million housing units. Well, don't go anywhere. As we promised before, we have already set some songs that would like to entertain you. Now, the song is from, what's that? Yes, the song is from Mondo Gascaro with title Apatis. Enjoy the song.
Tanda masih ada hidup, karena dunia belum henti berputar melingkar searah. Dari gembung sejuta sentuhan, pahit menyajut pengap. Seribu satu perasaan bergabung setangkup senada. Curam-curam berkeliaran. Hanya bahaya sana sini, pada rumput lembut hijau. Itu manusia yang bersama. Roda-roda terus berputar, anda masih ada di sini.
One of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumayan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, this is the time for me to share about quote of the day. Well, do you know Muhammad Hatta? Do you know it? Do you know him? Well, Muhammad Hatta, known as the proclaimer of Indonesian independence alongside Soekarno, was the nation's first vice president. Renowned for his integrity and intellect, he was a key architect of Indonesia's independence and a pioneer of cooperative economic principles. And you know his one of his famous quotes? He said, "A true hero sacrifices not to be recognized, but solely to defend an ideal." Well, once again, a true hero sacrifices not to be recognized, but solely to defend an ideal. Well, that's quote of the day from Muhammad Hatta, Indonesian former vice president. Don't go anywhere, we still have another song and also another filler that would like to accompany you. Now the song that we have already set is from Malik and The Essential with title Kita Bikin Romantis.
Gandeng tangan lalu berdansa sambil pelukan rasa. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta ku tulis tentangmu. bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajah.
Awan, ikut menari-nari
romantis.
Sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta, ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata dengan ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis. Bintangnya berkedip-kedip, semua merasa sepenuh hati.
Ada di sana.
Dari mata yang selalu berkedip-kedip, selalu senang, terlanjur sayang. Harus aku katakan, bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin romantis.
Tropical weather. Favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide in search of the next big wave. Get ready for fun in the sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. liminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Tapi mengapa kau yang selalu buat seolah-olah semuanya kesalahanku.
Jujur ku tak tahan bila semuanya tentangmu.
Kisah yang ada di dalam satu arah.
Biarkanlah ku sendiri berlari meskipun harus menangis lagi.
Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Jujur ku tak tahan.
Satu arah, satu arah.
Sobat Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, lot of information, social culture compiled as our feature, including Indonesian songs that we have already share you. And now this is also another information that we have to share you, listeners. In this case, coordinating minister for human development and culture, Pratikno, has called for joint commitment to strengthen infrastructure to reduce the impact of disasters on the community. He made the appeal at a press conference after a coordination meeting with coordinating minister for infrastructure and regional development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono in Jakarta on Tuesday. He also explained that the risk of disasters such as extreme weather, landslides, floods, volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, and tsunami in Indonesia are relatively high, primarily due to the country's geographical location in the Ring of Fire. And based on the latest data from the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, in 2024, Indonesia experienced more than 5,000 disasters. And of the number, requests for rehabilitation and reconstruction targeting 17 types of infrastructure that were severely damaged were recorded. And the agency also reported that the infrastructure damage in the past year comprises 95 bridges and 26 embankments, and the number reflected a drastic increase compared to the 2019 up to 2020 period, where the agency received proposal to repair 33 damaged bridges and 8 damaged embankments in 2019. Well, that's information from antaranews.com. Don't go anywhere, because we have also another song that would like to entertain you. Now the song is from What's That? Yes, the song that we have already said is Run with title Si Lemah. Enjoy the song.
Terima semua ini. biarkan ini. Apapun yang kau widap, pasal menghantui.
Bukan halanganmu untuk kalahkan hari.
Kamu berarti.
Viewers and listeners of Voice of Indonesia, as we know that Indonesia has an extraordinary diversity, including on its people, language, and culture. And the Ministry of Culture commits to promote and also protect the Indonesian intangible cultural heritage. And here, today with me, the Indonesian Minister of Culture, Bapak Padijon. How are you, Bapak?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for that time. Yes. Pak Padijon, as we know that UNESCO has recognized many Indonesian cultures as World Heritage. Just say Kebaya, Kelintang, and also Reog Ponorogo. So how will your ministry utilize this recognition to strengthen Indonesia's cultural diplomacy?
Yes, leverage the recognition of Kebaya, Kolintang, and Reog Ponorogo to promote Indonesia's rich, diverse cultural heritage in international forums, exhibitions, and cultural festivals. Definitely that is the situation. And currently we have some programs on Kebaya, such as with the Kebaya communities in Brunei, Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand, and also Reog Ponorogo, Reog International Friendship in Japan, and Indonesian cultural festivals in Netherlands, Thailand, and Japan, and partner with educational institutions globally to introduce Indonesian culture into curricula, workshops, and also academic exchanges, ensuring its sustainable preservation and global appreciation. Some universities have also programs on Indonesian language and culture, such as those in Uzbekistan State World Language University, Azerbaijan University of Languages, and many universities in Australia, Swaz University in London, who has also the Indonesian language course, and many others. And also to recognize and support the artisans and performers behind these cultural treasures, ensuring their involvement in international events and enabling them to become ambassadors of Indonesia's heritage. Our cooperation with the communities, like Kebaya communities, Kolintang communities, and also Reog Ponorogo communities, is critical to ensure our cultural diplomacy mission. So I think that is to answer your question.
So there are cooperations with the communities, Indonesian communities abroad, and also maybe the Indonesian embassies, and also other diasporas. So Is there any, what steps that the Ministry of Culture take to strengthen Indonesia's culture? We focus on cultural diplomacy.
Well, of course, expanding cultural exchange programs, by facilitating artist residencies, performances, and workshops abroad to showcase Indonesian art, music, and dance, and traditional crafts, and inviting foreign artists and cultural experts to Indonesia for collaborative projects, fostering mutual understanding, and also strengthening partnerships with international organizations such as UNESCO, ASEAN, and other cultural bodies to promote Indonesia's contribution to global heritage. And also, I think we promote Indonesia's cultural industries by supporting the export and global promotion of Indonesian films and music. And in this regard, we support the movies and music ecosystems to strive and go international. And some Indonesian movies, for example, like The Raid, which showcases Indonesia's pencaksilat, which have proven that film is the right medium for cultural diplomacy. And other movie like Gundala, who play in Toronto International Film Festival, showcasing Indonesia's superheroes, is also example how Indonesian movie is amazing and respected globally. And recently, women from Rote Island, representing Indonesia in Academy Awards 2025, despite it is not shortlisted as winners, but it is a major breakthrough for Indonesian movie that we have to support. So also I think enhancing digital outreach and investing in cultural education and capacity building, engaging with Indonesian diaspora networks abroad as cultural ambassadors to promote Indonesian heritage. In this regard, we will intensify the presence of the Indonesian House, Rumah Budaya, which currently exists in Timor-Leste, as well in the Netherlands and Kazakhstan, and maybe also in some other places.
Yes, Pak Lijon. So, before you mentioned that we have some collaborations with other countries like Malaysia, Thailand, and also Brunei, and even in Uzbekistan, as you mentioned just now. So, what I want to know more about the opportunities for collaboration between countries to advance our culture, I mean, Indonesian culture.
Joint cultural festivals and events, which we now have with many countries, like between Indonesia and India, on the shared cultural influences like Ramayana traditions, cultural exchange programs. In this example, for example, Dharma Siswa program, sending international students to study Indonesian arts and cultures in Indonesia. Also, joint preservation of shared heritage, establishing cultural hubs and centers in several countries, which serve as platforms for cultural engagement, which can be reciprocal. Some of the programs that we have, for instance, South Africa residence program and joint network with artists in Cape Town, Kabata Tanrasula, Sheikh Yusuf. In Uzbekistan also, we have a joint theater work with cultural artists in Uzbekistan on Sukarno and Imam, and a joint exhibition in Harmony Festival in Istiklal, which is still going on until now. And I think that is some of the example that we have.
While you are talking about the Dharma Siswa program, I remember things about the Indonesian Foreign Ministry Pak Fadlizon. And we know that the Minister of Culture has synergized with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Indonesian Embassy in the repatriation of historical objects, like we already know from the Dutch government. And what collaboration is expected in the future with the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry on this?
So far, currently, we have written 828 cultural heritage objects from the Netherlands, and we thank also to the Netherlands sides, to MOFA Indonesia for their support, and in the future, we seek to have more collaboration on ensuring the safe return on Indonesian cultural heritage objects from other countries also, like the United Kingdom, India for the Puchangan stone, and also Germany and some other countries. I think we would like to ask assistance for the safe return of this intangible cultural heritage from Indonesia. So this act of cultural justice is not just about returning the objects themselves, mm-hmm. but also about restoring the dignity of Indonesia's identity, traditions, and collective memory. We also intensify to increase the presence of Indonesian house abroad, atau rumah budaya, as the medium to promote Indonesian cultural and arts. And in this regard, we will intensify the presence of this house in some other places, like in New York, I hope, or Los Angeles, yeah, either one, and also in some other places, yeah.
Okay, back to the cultural diplomacy, Fadlizon. I believe that this is not only the responsibility of the Ministry of Culture or the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry. So what is the involvement of local communities and also the artists in supporting our cultural diplomacy?
Well, they are, of course, our ambassadors and cultural representatives, and their active participation in preserving and passing on cultural knowledge ensures that these practices are maintained for future generation. And in the case of the inscription of Kolintang Kebaya Reog, we work intensely with the communities to bring this heritage abroad, including during the submission process. Next, we plan to submit more of Indonesian intangible cultural heritage in UNESCO's ICS list, such as tempe, tenun, golok, yeah, with single nomination, congklak, sarung, gasing, rendang with joint nomination mechanism, and also makyong, iftar, calligraphy, and majlis. This is from this from extension mechanism, and we will work hard to accelerate this encryption to UNESCO in the near future.
Okay, this is quite personal, Fadlizon. So we would like also to know that what is actually your long-term vision in making this cultural diplomacy one of Indonesia's main strength. I put stress on the Indonesia's main strength in the international world.
As you know, for the first time ever in history, Indonesia finally has a dedicated Ministry of Culture after 79 years of independence, almost 80 years. So under the leadership of the 8th President, General Prabowo Subianto. This milestone signifies a bold move to put cultural preservation, innovation, and promotion at the heart of the governance. And it positions Indonesia to harness cultural wealth as a source of pride, unity, and global influence, making the beginning of an existing new chapter for the nation. So guided by Asta Chita, President Prabowo's visionary pathways, offering a call to foster a balanced and harmonious existence, integrating the values of culture, environment, and sustainable living rooted in diversity, Indonesia stands poised to become a cultural superpower, the capital of culture of the world. So, for Indonesia, culture is not merely understood as art. It is the engine of development, consisting of identity, values, tradition, and practices, and often referred to the 8 cultural advancement objects, reflecting the nation's diversity and unity rooted in the philosophy of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or the unity in diversity. And the Indonesian Constitution, Article 32, mandated that the state advance Indonesia's national culture among the world's civilization by assuring the freedom of society to preserve and develop cultural values and respect, and preserve local languages as national cultural treasures. So actually culture matters, and culture is very important foundation of our development. So each Indonesian is an ambassador in its culture, and by embracing and sharing our rich cultural heritage, we contribute to the shared efforts for global harmony and collaboration for peace. So the involvement of all elements of society is critical to ensure our vision to enhance Indonesian cultural diplomacy. So I think this can also answer your question. Thank you.
Thank you, Wan Dijon. Before we end this conversation, what would you like to say to the Indonesian people, whether here in Indonesia or abroad, about making Indonesia, as you mentioned, as the capital of culture of the world?
Yes, because we are very rich, yeah, and I call it a mega diversity. Indonesia can be the capital of world culture. If you have like economic forum in Davos, maybe Indonesia can be also the center of the world culture. And Indonesia also, if we can go back to our prehistoric time, is the house or the home of Homo erectus, Pithecanthropus erectus. So I can say that Indonesia is one of the oldest civilization on earth, if not the oldest. Yeah. For example, we now have our exhibition in our National Museum in commemorating 130 years of Pithecanthropus erectus by Eugène de Beauharnais. We exhibit, maybe this is a very rare opportunity, for the first time ever, 9 Pithecanthropus erectus found in Indonesia. In fact, 50 to 60% of Homo erectus in the world found in Java Island in Indonesia. So we are the home of this prehistoric Homo erectus and Pithecanthropus erectus in the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pak Dijon.
Thank you.
Well, listeners and the viewers of Voice of Indonesia, that was my very interesting conversation with the Indonesian Minister of Culture, Bapak Pak Dijon. As you watch and listen, he said that Indonesia one day would be a capital of culture. It might be come true. I'm Dalot Pane. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on today's Music Corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. is officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the Keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu.
Rasa gelisah
Here is the newsline. Indonesian minister dispatches $1.5 million steel export to New Zealand. Minister says Free Nutritious Meals program promotes food diversity. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso on Wednesday sent off export consignments of welded beam steel measuring 1,200 metric tons and value at $1.5 million to New Zealand. Santoso attributed the export realization to the ASEAN-Australia-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement AANZFTA, which permits 0% import duty. During the send-off ceremony in Bekasi District, West Java, according to him, owing to the agreement, Indonesia can export its steel to New Zealand without an import duty, facilitating to U.S. compete with other nations. The Free Nutritious Meals program has the potential to reduce Indonesia's dependence on rice by including diverse carbohydrate sources in its meal packages. This was said by National Development Planning Minister Rahmat Pambudi while reviewing the meals program's implementation at the Gagak Sipat Nutritious Fulfillment Service Unit in Boyolali, Central Java on Wednesday. The minister emphasized that meal packages should be customized based on the primary crops cultivated in each region, identifying sago, corn, and sweet potatoes as viable alternatives to rice.